Our text today we can find in Joshua 6, chapter 6. Last time we looked at the end of Joshua chapter 5, our text is Joshua chapter 6. Here is the word of God. Now Jericho was straightly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, See, I have given into thy hand Jericho, and the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor. And ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go around about the city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram horns, and the 7th day ye shall compass the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow with the trumpets. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram horn, and when ye hear the sound of the trumpets, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up, every man straight before him. And Joshua, the son of Nun, called the priests and said unto them, Take up the ark of the covenant, and let 7 priests bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord. And he said unto the people, Pass on and compass the city, and let him that is armed pass on before the ark of the Lord. And it came to pass, when Joshua had spoken unto the people, that the 7 priests, bearing the 7 trumpets of ram's horns, passed on before the Lord, and blew with the trumpets, and the ark of the covenant of the Lord followed them. And the armed men went before the priests that blew with the trumpets, and the reward came after the ark, the priests going on and blowing with the trumpets. And Joshua had commanded the people, saying, Ye shall not shout, nor make any noise with your voice, neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth until the day I bid you shout. Then shall ye shout. So the ark of the Lord compassed the city, going about it once, and they came into the camp and lodged in the camp. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and the priests took up the ark of the Lord, and 7 priests bearing 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord went on continually and blew with the trumpets, and the armed men went before them, but the reward came after the ark of the Lord, the priests going on and blowing with the trumpets. And the 2nd day they compassed the city once and returned into the camp. So they did 6 days. And it came to pass on the 7th day that they rose early about the dawning of the day and compassed the city after the same manner 7 times. Only on that day they compassed the city 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time, when the priests blew with the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, Shout, for the Lord has given you the city, and the city shall be accursed, even it and all that are therein, to the Lord only Rahab the harlot shall live, she and all that are with her in the house, because she hid the messenger that we sent. And ye in any wise keep yourselves from the accursed thing, lest ye make yourselves accursed. When ye take of the accursed thing, and make the camp of Israel a curse, and trouble it. But all the silver and gold and vessels of brass and iron are consecrated unto the Lord. They shall come into the treasury of the Lord. So the people shouted when the priests blew with the trumpets, and it came to pass. When the people heard the sound of the trumpets, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city, and they utterly destroyed all that was in the city, both man and woman, young and old, and ox, and sheep, and ass, with the edge of the sword. But Joshua had said unto the two men that had spied out of the country, go into the harlot's house, and bring out thence the woman, and all that she has, as ye swear unto her. And the young men that were spies went in, and brought out Rahab, and her father, and her mother, and her brethren, and all that she had. And they brought out all her kindred, and left them without the camp of Israel. And they burned the city with fire, and all that was therein, only the silver and the gold and the vessels of brass and of iron, they put into the treasury of the house of the Lord. And Joshua saved Rahab the harlot alive, and her father's household, and all that she had. And she dwells in Israel even unto this day, because she hid the messenger which Joshua sent to spy out Jericho. And Joshua adjured them at that time, saying, cursed be the man before the Lord that riseth up and buildeth this city Jericho. He shall lay the foundation thereof in his firstborn, and in his youngest son shall he set up the gates of it. So the Lord was with Joshua, and his fame was noised throughout all country. This is the word, infallible word of our God. So dear congregation, last time at the end of chapter 5, we see Joshua met the captain of the Lord of the hosts, the pre-incarnate Jesus Christ, when he was near to the city of Jericho. When Joshua thought himself was the leader of Israel, the Lord appeared to him, showing him that he is the ultimate leader, the captain of whole Israelites. And now, in chapter 6 of our passage today, we will see that the captain of the Lord of the hosts lead the whole Israelites to win the battle by their faith. So our theme today is Fall of Jericho. We will see 3 points. First, we will see the hatred of the world. Second, the victory of the believers. And third, the perseverance of the sanctification. So let's see. First point, the hatred of the world. From verse 1, we can see that now Jericho was straightly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. In other words, they separate themselves by the walls. They think they're secure with these solid walls. They harden themselves, thinking it's enough. No one can conquer them if they shut up the door, if they shut up the walls. And it's very real for us today, right? The world, Satan, like the wall of the Jericho, it seems to be very hard to conquer. The Bible speaks clearly that they shut down because of the children of Israel. So the world, or the power of Satan, always hates Christians because they are children of God. The world hates children of God because it hates
Jesus Christ. Therefore, as Christian, beloved, you will meet many troubles from the world, from the power of the darkness, because they want to against you, and they want to against our Lord Jesus Christ. The world always tempt you to do things that not please God. They want to turn away from God. And there are so many barriers in our way. Persecution, afflictions, and even our own flesh. How many times do we submit ourselves to our flesh because of our own desire? How many times we sin against our Lord? So we can see it's so real that the world, the Satan, our own nature are standing in front of us like the walls of Jericho. They're just like the walls of Jericho, which seems so strong and hard to conquer. Many times you will be weary and afraid of those afflictions around you. You are scared to face them. You are suffering in these situations because they're so hard to conquer. Many times you will suffer inside between the battle, your own nature and the spirit. You're struggling. You're battling. This is what Paul cries out in Romans 7. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Because when he would do good, evil is present with him. That is Paul. It is describing each of us, isn't it? If we are the children of God, we are all facing this every day. The world, our own flesh, and Satan looks invincible. However, in God's eyes, they are nothing. As Isaiah 26, verse 5 states, "For he bringeth down them that dwell on high, the lofty city, he lays it low. He layeth it low even to the ground. He bring it even to the dust." When Israelites see such a fortified walls blocking their way to the promised land, they may be worried or scared, but see what God tells Joshua. He told him, "See, I have given into thy hand Jericho, and the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor." The word of God comforts and reminds Joshua that he was told many times before, "Be strong and of a good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest." "Do not be afraid, Joshua," God said to him, "but I, the captain of the Lord of the host, is with you, and I will give you the city and the things in the city. This is what I promised to you and your forefathers." Beloved, this is a picture of all of you if you are children of God, isn't it? When you see the power of the world, the trials, conflictions, your old nature, your old flesh, you may be afraid of them because you think you are too weak to battle them. It's true. By our own nature, we do not have any power to conquer. But God promised you in John 16, verse 33, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulations, but of be good cheer. I have overcome the world. God promised you that the walls of these things would be torn down by the power of God, as well as we see later in our chapter. God helps Israelites to conquer the city, to destroy the city of Jericho by their faith. Be strong and courageous. Jesus Christ has overcome the world. You will win the battle because God is with you and you abide in Him. No matter how difficult the barriers are, you will win eventually. You will win eventually, dear beloved. Maybe in this world, maybe wait until the glorification, but you will win. However, my friends, if you, some of you do not believe in Jesus Christ, which means that you are not abiding in Him, you are just like the city of Jericho, shutting up by yourself because of your own unbelief, separating you from Lord Jesus Christ, who is the foundation of life. You think you are smart enough to enclose yourself by your hardened heart, thinking the power of gospel is foolishness? No. Repent, friends. For God uses the foolishness of preaching to save people. And those who think they're wise according to the world knowledge, they will be destroyed at the final moment, at the judgment day. Your worldly wisdom will lead you for eternal death. So come to Him. Come to the captain, our Lord Jesus Christ, and He will bring you unto the glory. However, God's promises to Israelites is not unconditional. It does not leave them to do nothing. God gives them particular instruction on how to proceed. So in Hebrews 11 verse 30, it states, by faith the walls of Jericho fell down. By faith. They have faith in God. This is my second point, the victory of the believers. I will illustrate this true faith in four ways in this narrative to show that by true faith, children of Israel conquer the city. So first, it is a believing faith. In other words, they trust in God's word. They trust in God's commandment. And they trust in God's promise. They believe that God is with them. And they believe that God promised to them that He will give them the city of Jericho. They believe in God's instruction to conquer the city. They believe the word of God. Beloved, when you face afflictions, your battle between inner you, do you believe in the word of God? Do you think the promises in the Bible apply to you? When you confront the strong wall of Jericho, will you still believe that God do all good things for your good and He is with you? He's not only for you, my beloved. He is with you. A.W. Pink comments here. He's saying, when assured that the Lord is not only for us, but with us, fear gives place to holy confidence. Do not fret. May the word of psalmist can echo in your heart. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Believe in the word of God. Believe in his promise. And believe he is with you always. And second, the true faith is not only believing, it's also an obedient faith. What is the profit if someone says, I have faith, without obedient work? True faith is to do what God wills. True faith is to obey God's commandment. The people of Israel, as we see from verse 8 to 15, they do what God instructs. They obey the word of God. God promised them the conquest of Jericho if they obey his instruction conditionally. If they do not obey, God will not give them Jericho. As we see in the next chapter, the Israelites defeated at Ai because of their disobedience. So when you see the barriers in front of you, when you fall into diverse temptation, when your flesh is against your spirit, pray to God. Pray to him to help you to obey his word. Maybe sometimes you feel so weak. Lord, I cannot do that. You're struggling with your inner sins. But trust. Pray to him. In him, everything is possible. He will strengthen you. He will send you the Holy Spirit to guide you, to help you to obey his word. Now let's pay attention to our text again. We see that the Israelites obey God's instruction. They walk around the city one time and return to their camp for 6 days. And the seventh day they walk around seven times. So they total compassed 13 times in 7 days. What a patient faith they have. So it's my third. It's a patient faith. So many Christians today, they trust in the word of God and they obey what he commands. But they sometimes just endure for several days. And if they do not see any result, they will doubt. Is God listening to me? Is God with me? Does God still listen to my prayer? Does he love me? Because he does not answer my prayer. They may ask, why cannot see any changes after they pray diligently for many days or many months? Are these situations many times describing you and me? We need to always examine ourselves. But the answer is very simple. God has his perfect plan, and he did all things according to his own will to accomplish his will for the good of his people. What we need to do is to trust him, obey him, and wait upon him with a submissive heart. The Bible says that he that believeth shall not make haste. The Israelites obey God's word, compassing Jericho for 7 days. 6 days the walls of Jericho stand fast. They do not haste to use their strategy. Maybe they can think, okay, why do we need to pass around 6 days? They can use their own power to conquer, but they do not. They have this patient faith to wait upon the time of their Lord. They're waiting to his time. Beloved, do you have this patient heart? Do you rest in him and patiently waiting for him? As Calvin comments here, the happy fruit of this endurance teaches us that there is nothing better than to leave the decisive moments and opportunities of acting at his disposal, and not by our haste, in which, if we acquiesce not, we obstruct the course of his agency. Therefore, dear brothers and sisters, have patience in all your persecutions, in all your struggling. May the Lord direct your hearts into the love of him and into the patient waiting for Christ, because you are abiding in him. You will win the battle, just like Jesus Christ already won the world. Fourth, it is a victorious faith. In the text, we can see, he says, shout, for the Lord has given you the city. So the people shouted when the priests blew with the trumpet, and it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpets, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat. So that people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. As we see the end of the story, God handed the city of Jericho to them. He fulfilled his promise. The wall fell down. What a triumphant and joyful moment. The victory does not contribute to Joshua or the Israelites, but the victory belonged to the Lord. He helped them. The captain of the Lord of hosts helped each of us conquer the city of Jericho by faith. We see here, faith is needed. By the faith of Israel, they conquered the city of Jericho by God's grace. And also Rahab, we can see the harlot is saved by his obedient faith too. And we can see Rahab is in the genealogy of our Lord Jesus Christ. She is Ruth's mother-in-law. What amazing grace. God saves sinner. Oh, dear congregation, is this truth stirring up your heart? Is this comforting? Because God will help you to conquer the barriers, the world, Satan, and your flesh. He promised you that sin has no longer dominion over you. It's not about your work. If so, then you will have no hope, because you cannot do anything by your own power. Only because of the atoning work of our Lord Jesus Christ, in Him you have peace, and in Him you have this rest. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down. By faith, you will win the battle. By faith, which the object of faith is Jesus Christ. By faith, you will know He is always for you and with you. Dear beloved, there is some application behind the narrative. Your life in this world is a continuous process of sanctification. You are justified one time by His grace. A 100% God's work, justification by faith. But your sanctification is a lifelong process. Until the day of glorification, when you can see the Lord face to face. So in this lifelong way, there are so many walls in front of you. You will meet many troubles, persecutions, your inner battle between the sin and the spirit, your old flesh. There's so many, like the city of Jericho, standing in front of you. But if you are true child of God, He will persevere your faith in Him by His grace. When you walk on the Pilgrim's Progress, there are two applications I would mention here according to the text. Here is our third point, the perseverance of sanctification. So first, as Joshua warns the Israelites in verse 26, cursed be the man before the Lord that rises up and buildeth the city Jericho. What's the implication for us today? What does that mean? It tells us, do not love the world. Do not turn away from God. Do not look behind. Do not be slack, but be sober. Be vigilant. Stand firm. It's not the final story yet. You are still walking in the way to that battle country. Do not act like those Israelites. Always look back to the old days. They always complain what they had in Egypt. How foolish they are. But many times when we examine ourselves, we can see how many times we are so foolish. We're just like them, to love the world. We're prone to look back. Many times we are like the Israelites. We are already delivered from the bondage of the world, from the bondage of sin by God's grace. But from time to time, we want to go back to the world. We want to, we are willing to become the slave of sin again. Because our remaining sin, because our old nature always grabs us too. But the Bible tells us that do not love the world, neither the things that are in the world. Because if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Beloved, do not be attracted by those sins. Do not be attracted by the vanity of the world. We should learn from Paul, as he says in Philippians 3, 12 to 14. He says this, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after. If that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Beloved, if you are a true believer of our Lord, yes, the Bible says you are complete in Christ. You are complete, but not perfect yet. Not perfect yet. There is a long way in front of you. There's so many walls in front of you. Do not look back. Do not go back to your sin again. Depend on Lord wholly, not on yourselves. Fix your eyes on Christ. Press on toward the goal. Do not be frightened and do not be relaxed. But always look ahead. Look forward to that bad country. When the day you can face to face to our Lord Jesus Christ, always fix your eyes on our Lord Jesus Christ. He's always with you and he is for you. Beloved, do not look back. Do not love the world. Second, the second application, always give thanks to the Lord. As we see in verse 24, and they burnt the city with fire and all that was therein, only the silver and the gold and the vessels of brass and of iron they put into the treasury of the house of the Lord. The Israelites win the battle. And they put all the silver and the gold and vessels of brass and of iron into the treasury of the Lord. The conquest of the battle is not belong to them, but from God alone. So every time if you conquer the city, you conquer the wall, maybe you are winning when you're battling inside of you. Maybe you just conquer your tribulation. But those things are not from you. You must always remember it's because of your captain, Lord Jesus Christ. So always give thanks to him. Do not boast for ourselves. Oh, I'm so strong. I'm so good. I conquered. No. Because of him. Glorify God by giving him the treasury of the enemies according to his word. Imagine if you have kids or you were a kid when you are young. When you want to, if your kids ask parents to do something,
And parents, for sure, love to help. And when parents help them, what will children say? They will say, thank you so much. Thank you for your love, because I cannot do this. Only you can help me. Because they know their parents love them. So what about our God? What about our Heavenly Father, who is much more love us than our earthly father? Because human beings are limited. We are all limited. Many times parents do not know how to love his kids properly according to the word. Because we are all sinners, we're not perfect. However, our Heavenly Father, he is the perfect one. He has a perfect plan for his children. He cares. He instructs. He helps. He disciplines for your benefit, so that you can walk uprightly in his way. What a merciful and loving Father. When you know he is for you and he is with you, and you will win the battle eventually by his grace, how come that you do not give thanks to him? If you believe all things is under his control, he's doing all things good for you, how come you do not show your gratitude? Beloved, although there will be many trials, temptations, difficulties, the world, the sin, they are blocking our way. Maybe now you are in this situation. Maybe now you are struggling daily. Maybe now you are facing some tribulation, affliction. But stand firm, and in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, and let your request be known unto our God, who is our Heavenly Father. Oh, dear beloved, no matter what you are facing, it may seem so hard to be conquered, but trust in the Lord. In everything, give thanks to him, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Dear brothers and sisters, by faith, the wall of Jericho fell down. By faith, we know we will conquer the barriers eventually by his grace, by trusting in his word. It is true that you think you can never conquer the world or certain difficulties because they seem so strong. It's true that Apostle Paul also experienced this in the whole chapter of Romans 7. When you see the whole chapter of Romans 7, it's all he's struggling. But he just swept to the Romans 8, the ideal, the triumphant time of Jesus Christ. But the whole chapter 7, he's struggling. Paul has suffered for his inner sins. So do we. As Paul says in that chapter, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Even he's struggling, he thank the Lord. Through Jesus Christ,
through our union with Him, we already complete in Him. We already have rest in Him. We have everything. We will win the battle by His grace. Nothing can against you. Nothing. Who can against God's people? No, nothing. Who can separate you from His love? Nothing. Nothing. In all things, in all things, you are more than conquerors through Him that loved you. It's the word of God. It's not my word. In all things. Dear believers, ask Him to give you this victory through His grace. Ask Him to strengthen your faith when you meet every tribulations. He will give you confidence. Ask Him when you battle in you, the inner sins and the spirit, they're battling. Ask Him to help us to trust in the Lord, to give you a patient heart waiting upon the Lord. Ask Him to give you the will to live according to His word, because He has already given you the city, and because He, our Lord Jesus Christ, had already won the world. Amen. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your word and for your Son, Jesus Christ, who is our captain. He leads us to conquer the different kinds of walls of Jericho. Lord, as we walk in this world as the pilgrim, as the stranger in this world, Lord, help us, strengthen us by your Spirit. Every time when we are weak, may you use your word through the Spirit to strengthen our inner man, to always fix our eyes upon your Son, Jesus Christ. May this passage, may this Joshua 6, can comfort each of your children to have this rest and peace in your Son, Jesus Christ. And I pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.